Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin. This is June's episode. Whoa. Are halfway through the year. June's half.
I was going to say it's July, but it's literally factually not July. It's June.
Every episode is at the end of the month, so
I know.
This is June's episode. You can tell that you're a bit exhausted today.
I'm a miserable cow today. Sorry, guys.
So it's going to be a really fun ep. Really fun with two really happy people.
I tell you what, I need some CBD today. I really, really could do with some CBD today. Or alternatively, I could do with a bottle of wine with a big straw in it. What do you think?
Big bottle of wine with a straw in it.
I also am paired currently with, I'm in that much of a terrible, exhausted mood that I ordered just one singular packet of McDonald's fries on Uber Eats.
I literally heard the guy who was delivering it like, is this all?
He was like, have you just ordered fries? I was like, yeah.
Bearing in mind, you live right around the corner from it.
I know, but then we had to record this, so I didn't have time to drive. And also, this is a waste of food, so I don't want them anymore. I've eaten two.
Whatever. Get it eaten.
I'm not hungry. I've already eaten my tea. Anyway, not the point. You didn't press play on this podcast to listen to my woes and miserable voice talking about McDonald's fries. Unless you did.
No, I don't think people did, to be honest. On a light note, I'm off on my Hollybobs on Saturday.
We have just realised, though, that you're going. By the time this goes live, you're going to be back.
I'll be back. I'm going to. Right, I don't know how you pronounce it because loads of people have told me that there's a silent letter and then loads of people just say yeah when I say it. So it's either Gdansk or Dansk. I think it's Dansk.
I thought it was
It's
Gdansk.
In Poland. So did I originally, but the more people who, I don't know, who I've spoken to have been Dansk.
But then, you know, when you like that, I once went for... when I was in my book club, I once went for some drinks. Obviously, you've read the book, which also we have a book club and I've not even read the first page, so I apologise for that, Ames.
I've been awful. Fran finished it like 3 weeks ago, weeks ago.
Well, anyway, I went to drinks to talk about the book, and this girl had lived in Spain for a long time, and she was like, oh, shall we just get some Prosecco? And we can share it. And I was just like, yeah, okay then. And she went, actually, no, let's get the cava. And I was like, what's cava? And she was like, this. And it was cava. And I was like, you know, you're literally in Salford. Can you just say cava? And I feel like saying Dansk is like saying it the Polish way, which is maybe the best thing to do, but also the kind of thing where you're like, you're in England. You can just say Gdansk.
Well, I'm going to Gdansk, and it looks.
Can you imagine
nice
if a Spanish? Can you imagine if a Spanish person was like speaking in Spanish or a French person? Maybe they'd be like, "Oui, je suis, blah blah blah," saying, "Yes, I'm so excited, I'm going to go to England or Manchester," and then they'd go, "Oui, je vais Paris, I'm going to Manchester." I guess
going
it's
to
like
Salford.
That.
True. Yeah.
Because it's like, you're just saying it in the local accent.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go to their town and pronounce it wrong, you know?
Yeah, but when you're there, I guess you can say it, but I don't blame you for saying Gdansk. You know what? I'm actually going to find out.
I don't, basically, I don't know where I'm going. It's in Poland and it's meant to be very nice and it's meant to be very warm. But one thing that's really irritating us is we're getting the train to the airport, and on the day that we come back is when the trains are striking.
Oh, wow.
Which is great.
Well, you timed that so well.
But yeah, we've just kind of said, like, as long as there's no strike whilst we're going there, when we come back, we'll deal with that when we're back. So if next Tuesday I'm in a bad mood, you know why. That's when I'll be coming back. Also, that sound of you eating is disgusting.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm going on holiday on Wednesday.
Lovely. Where are you going?
I'm going to Bordeaux.
Gorgeous.
If you want me to pronounce it as the French do.
Bordeaux.
Bordeaux. Dordogne. That's a place in France I'd like to go.
Dordogne.
Dordogne. Right, I've got to the point where I'm delirious now. Yeah, I'm going to Bordeaux on Wednesday. My parents are also getting the train down to London to be able to get a Eurostar. So that's probably going to be cancelled as well.
Love that for us. Anyway, hope in the... well, to be fair, we can update you on the next ep. That's about it. Because when all this commotion is happening, this episode won't be out yet and nobody will know. So we're just chatting loads of shit, basically, as always.
Shall we crack on? We've wasted everybody's time for a while now.
We always waste everybody's time. People should know now. That's what they come for.
Yeah, I love you all. Especially the girl that stopped me in the train station. Love you. So one thing before we get into the topic of CBD, because obviously by the title, you will know that it's CBD that we're talking about today. I just want to talk about celeb skincare lines because they're driving me absolutely mental.
I think this is off the back of Hailey Bieber announcing hers. So on the day of recording, it went live today.
Today, yeah.
So we thought we'd kind of hop on and maybe mention it because it is such an overly saturated market with, like, not even just skincare but beauty brands as well. Like, celebrities bringing out their own brands, basically. And I think it's easy to get sucked into if you really like that celebrity and see them as, like, somebody that you look up to, and then they announce, I don't know, they're bringing out a serum. You're probably going to want to buy it, but, like... are they any good?
You know what? I feel like it depends how it's executed and the point of execution. Because do you remember when the girl from Stranger Things, what's she called?
Something Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown, Brow Florence or Flo or whatever it's called. She was at like peak fame because everybody loves Stranger Things. And now I saw it not too long ago, I was like, wow, that was a blast from a past. That obviously hasn't done that well.
Is it not going anymore? Is it not that
popular?
No,
it is still going, but I'm just like, it doesn't have any hype around it. And I feel like, from my point of view, if you're going to launch a brand, if you create that initial hype, you don't want it to drop off. And if it does drop off, you want it to be because everybody's bought it. And everyone's like, yeah, this is amazing. I'll rebuy. But I just think the thing is with, it's like when celebs bring out like, clothing ranges or like a label, like a brand, it's, and we're specifically talking about like ultra A-list celebs. We're not talking about like Refi Beauty, for example. We both really like that, like the brow stuff. And that was born from a place of like people genuinely being like, wow, Jess Hunt has amazing eyebrows and she made a product that delivers that to people, which is why it's great. And she's done that from genuine interest. But then there's some people I'm just like, all you're doing is that you're just doing it for, because you've got a name and you think you can sell something and you're like, yeah, cool, let's do skincare or makeup or whatever. Because I feel like just before we started recording this, you were like, yeah, well, you have bought into it. And I was like, no, I haven't. And then you were like, well, what about Victoria Beckham? And I was like, you know what? That's a really good point. But those products are genuinely really, really good. And the skincare has been created with Augustina Spader, which is like a premium, ultra premium skincare brand. So like they've collabed and made these products. So it's not like someone hasn't got a clue what they're making and they're just like, oh, here's an off the shelf, unbranded moisturizer. Put your name on it, put your brand in it, put it in your bottle and sell it for a 200% markup, you know?
Yeah, but I think it's
I'm not here to slag off Victoria Beckham's makeup because it is 10 out of 10. So good.
Also, I thought it was Refi, not Refi. Refi.
Refi. That's what I said, wasn't it? Refi.
No, I'm sure you said something different because I remember being like, I don't know. I'm sure we'll soon find out.
Yeah. Well, I think it's meant to be like Defi.
Yeah, like redefine.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I really like that brow stuff. But yeah, also, I think it's quite important to remember, especially when we're talking about skincare in particular, that all these celebrities all market and advertise these products using themselves as like the face of the brand.
Oh my God, yeah.
Glazed donut skin looking absolutely gorgeous. I think it'd be quite easy to believe that they have achieved that using the skincare that they're promoting, but the reality is that they have dermatologists and mm-hmm. have done for however many years and get regular like procedures and stuff. So I think yeah. that's something that could be possibly quite overlooked.
I think that's really fair. I think I think skincare had like a big boom when we started this podcast, really. Not like people were starting to share it more online. They were starting to talk about it, look into it, explore it. And I think that was like also with the rise of people like Hyrum on YouTube and stuff like that. And I think as soon as that started getting so popular and kind of trend led, celebs were like, yeah, let's cash in. Like Kylie Skin, Jesus, like, I'm sorry, but none of these brands are making like boundary pushing products. And if they are making anything that's half decent, they've not looked into the, like, they'll have somebody doing all of this for them and they're just like, yeah, if it works,
yeah.
if it's approved by the FDA, if it's whatever it might be, I don't know, then yeah, cool, stick my name on it. But like, they won't know what's in it and they won't know what all of the products do. And if they do, fair play, like, I'm happy to be like proven wrong about that. But I just feel like half of the people that I see launching shit, I'm just like, oh, come on, you could have just brought out like a handbag range.
I think I read an article about this before that basically said about celebrities, you know how you said how sometimes they might just want a brand?
Yeah.
It's like, don't come at me if you're a celebrity and you've launched like a beauty range and then in a week's time you want to talk to me about the environment.
Yeah. Because
it doesn't come hand in hand. Like, you're creating so much waste. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I'm also on the other hand, like, but I have also bought into some of them. Like, I really, really like Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez. I think their blushes are really, really nice.
I think makeup's different to skincare, though, because, like, makeup is, like, a fun thing and, like, you put eyeshadow on, you wash it off. Like, it's not something that's supposed to be making an impact on your skin. It's supposed to make you feel good and, like, confident, and a product that's got, like, a nice colour and finish on it. And I guess to an extent, skincare is similar, but I'm just like, no, Hailey Bieber, we don't need your face cleanser. That's not why you got amazing skin, like you said. Like, I'd rather use a company who actually research and do studies and, like, make a product because they know what a good product in that space is.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But yeah, I do think in general, no matter the pros or the cons, it is just it's just so busy. Like, it feels like everybody's doing it. Like, we could bloody do it if, you know, why, but why?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we couldn't, but, you know.
Well, we could, but it's just, it's like, it's also just quite expensive. And I feel like, again, it's just like jumping on a trend. We wouldn't invest in something and put loads of time and money into something because we don't have the money that Hailey Bieber has to be able to just be like, yeah, go on then. And you know what? Right. Let's use Skims and Good American as an example. I know they're not skincare brands, but this is how they work with names and, like, you get branded things like Skims and Good American. Basically, somebody who really knows their shit in that area comes together and is just like, right, this is where the gap is in the market. These are the underserved audiences. We've got the product. We just need somebody to promote it because we're not a well-known name. So that person is called Emma Greed. She came up with the idea for Skims and Good American and then met with Kris Jenner, and Kris was just like, yeah, love it. Like, you can work with Kim on Skims, or Kim fits better with that brand and Khloe fits better with Good American. And then suddenly it's Kim's brand and it's Khloe Kardashian's brand. And actually that was a similar thing with Refi, in that it wasn't Jess Hunt that did all of that herself. It's also somebody called Jenna. So it's one of these things where it's just like, yeah, it's a celeb on the front of it, but there's always somebody behind it just being like, I just need a celebrity name so that this sells.
Yeah.
So,
because it is true, like, influence does sell, of course it does.
Yeah. But
anyway, all that spiel, but we just thought it'd be quite an interesting little topic to cover because there's so much going about. And like you said, it's not just skincare, beauty, hair care, even clothing, food, all this stuff. Yeah.
Although, Deliciously Ella, very, very good.
Mmm.
I like her chocolate almonds.
You sounded so, I like her chocolate almonds.
Right, let's talk about CBD. Let's give the people what they came for.
Yes, let's.
This is what you came for.
Right, talking of oversaturated markets, CBD is a bloody another one.
This is a really interesting one because I think there's CBD for everything, but we're focusing on skincare.
Yeah, definitely. But like even Aldi at the minute, at time of recording, I've got like a special buyers range where it's like CBD gummies, CBD candles, CBD this, CBD that. Yeah,
sorry,
well,
that's got to be bullshit because that's, you can't inhale CBD. Surely.
No, I don't actually know what the use of it is for. However, one of the points I've got, I was going to mention it later on in the app, but now because it's quite relevant, but I really like the smell. Well, not of like pure cannabis, obviously, when it goes through like, well, like Malin and Goetz have a cannabis candle and they've got the cannabis fragrance, which is really nice. And like, Callum wears the fragrance. I found it really funny when like I bought it him for his birthday and I was like, oh, my boyfriend's a police officer and he wears cannabis fragrance. Oh, naughty. But like the candles and stuff, obviously it's not pure like what you'd get a whiff of if you walked past somebody smoking it in the street. It's like got stuff added to it where it's,
yeah, it's got
sweeter
all this
and muskier, yeah. Yeah. But like when it's used like that, which is what the Aldi one might be for, it might just be for like a little bit of summit, not like actual pure, not like claiming to change your life.
But I like it. Right. The thing with
a
CBD candle, though, is if you've got a CBD oil or like a CBD body rub or something, like that's topical or like ingested. But a candle, like you can't smell your way to it. It's like, I don't know.
I'm not saying that the candles are there. And they're saying, they're claiming that they're going to change your life and make you relaxed.
Right.
And I'm just saying that when it's used like that, I really like it. Like, I like this as a scent, as an ingredient, how maybe jasmine would be an ingredient in a candle. I think it's really nice.
Right, I see, right, yeah.
Like, I like what some brands have done with it, like Malin and Goetz, for example. And, like, that's what I was trying to get with the Aldi one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's why they've got it, because it smells nice.
And probably because it's...
Surely they can't claim that. Maybe it might be like a little bit, you know, like claim to be a bit relaxing, because some candles give a certain aroma that does calm you down, doesn't it? But whatever. I'm going off on a tangent now.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I was always quite dubious about CBD because I think I'm just dubious about everything, to be honest, like that. Because I'm like, can it really make an impact? And then one day when I was at work, there was one of these vending machines that's got like healthy snacks in it. And I was like looking through and I was like, oh, I don't really want food, but I do want a drink. And I could see that there was this peach and ginger flavored drink. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll have that. So I got it and I was like drinking it. And then I was like, oh, shit, is this got alcohol in it? Because I felt like, you know, when you've had like one glass of wine and it's like, gives you like a heavy feeling on your chest and you just like over your shoulders, you just feel like heavy and you're just like, yeah, that's nice. I started feeling like that and I was like, oh shit, is this like an alcoholic one? And I was like, no, it can't be. And I looked and it was a CBD drink and it's called Trip. So I don't know how I didn't see that. I was just looking at the flavor, but the Trip drinks, genuinely, they taste really nice, which I think is one thing that CBD that you put in your mouth does not taste nice. The drinks taste nice and they genuinely made me feel different. So it wasn't until I'd drunk one of those when I actually genuinely had no idea it had CBD in and noticed a difference in how I felt that I was like, okay, yeah, CBD works. It's just finding the right amount, I think. And there's actually, have you heard of CAN in America? No. Obviously it's legal in some states in America and it's like a cannabis drink, but it's genuine, like it gets you high. So it's like a alcoholic, it's like having a beer, but it's like lemonade, THC. Yeah, it's called CAN, C-A-N-N. And Christy drinks it, our friend in New York. she drinks it and she's just like, yeah, you just get like a bit high.
Love
at
that.
A party. But you know, you don't get a hangover when you smoke weed. So it's like a bit of a bonus if you're at a party and you're like, yeah, I want something, but I don't want to be like disgustingly gross tomorrow. So yeah, but shall we talk about what cannabinoids are?
Yeah, cannabinoid. I like that word.
Cannabinoid. So let me get the definition of a cannabinoid up, because I know what it is, but I don't think I would be able to explain it as well as an actual definition. So cannabinoids are a group of compounds found in the plant cannabis, also known as marijuana. The major psychoactive constituting cannabis is the THC that I was just talking about, which is in CAN. THC binds to receptors that are in your body that make you feel high, but THC is just one version of it, and CBD is another one. So CBD is a cannabinoid of cannabis / marijuana, which basically means that because there's so many different types, they bind to different receptors in your body, which have different functions. So there's like, here it lists as like appetite, anxiety, depression, pain, sensation. So THC is a cannabinoid, but CBD is a cannabinoid, and it just doesn't get you high, but it can give you some of like the calming, soothing effects that you get if you were to get high. So essentially what they, oh, there we go. I really notice it when I say it. Basically, when you've got one of those CBD cannabinoids in a product, you should be able to get the effect, like the soothing, calming effect that you would get from CBD. But we know that we're talking about skincare, so it's a case of figuring out whether it works on our skin.
Yeah, so the benefit of using CBD in skincare is it's meant to be anti-inflammatory. So it's meant to be really good for like reducing like eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, all stuff like that. And it's meant to be good for like irritation and quite good for people with sensitive skin, which, you know, I'm a sensitive girl.
Yeah. So that's something that I wanted to dive into, because I feel like that is the result of CBD. But obviously at no point are we putting pure CBD on our skin. So for somebody with rosacea, somebody with eczema, dermatitis, general sensitive skin like you, you need to focus on what is in the product other than the CBD. Because if you're using something that's like, let's say it was a really bad example, like a heavily marketed product that is designed to soothe you and calm you and make you feel amazing, would be something like a lavender CBD serum that you put on before you go to bed. Like, oh yeah, let's shove all of the wellness, all of the calm, soothing smells in, and CBD. But if you were to start putting like essential oils on your skin and you've got eczema, Jesus fucking Christ, that's bad news. Like, you need to focus on the fact that there's essential oils in there which are not good for sensitive or broken skin, as well as the fact that there's CBD in there, if that makes sense. So you can get CBD everything. Like you said, it's such a oversaturated market. But I think if you want to use CBD in your skin, I personally think you would get benefit from having CBD to like ingest, mostly because we know that it has the kind of inflammatory benefits or anti-inflammatory benefits. Is anti-inflammatory the right word, or is it just inflammatory? I'm not sure. To kind of reduce any of the inflammation in your body, you can still get that through CBD, which in turn can affect your skin through like your gut health, through the stress in your body, because your skin does kind of reflect all of that. So part of me is a bit like, are you just getting the same result whether it's in your skincare product and they're just kind of marketing that it's like the new trendy ingredient that they want to have on the front of the bottle? Or can you kind of get a more soothing effect all over, which in turn will show on your skin if you have CBD oil or, I don't know, a drink like Trip.
Yeah, and I think it's quite important to note that like CBD products aren't cheap.
Yeah, no, they're not. And that's another thing that comes with the marketing. Yeah, like we spoke to Disciple on an episode, didn't we? Do you remember? It was Charlotte Ferguson. And she was great. And I did actually really like some of those products. I think there was a really nice mist that she gave us, and an oil.
Yeah, I used to have the little oil in my coffee every morning.
Yeah, yeah, and that was like nice. One of them was quite strong.
It was a nice little like ritual I had going on.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, is it a ritual more than anything? Because like there wouldn't be anything stopping you from having like a CBD face cleanser with a CBD toner with a CBD serum with a CBD moisturizer with a CBD SPF and then taking CBD as well. Like, you need to choose if you're going to use it, where you're going to use it. And I think a lot of the time it does come down to the ritual of being like, I like this moisturizer and it happens to have CBD in it, for example. I feel like that's the way to approach it. And just too much can be quite damaging on your skin barrier, like anything can be.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier as well, especially depending on what's mixed in with that product.
There is a product that I really like that is like the main ingredient is CBD, and it's the Kiehl's one.
Oh,
I can't
actually
think what it...
I had the Cannabis Sativa Cleanser, which I actually quite liked.
Is that good?
I did, and then because I was on holiday, sometimes my skin gets quite sensitive. You know, if I've been out in the sun, like even if I've been like super on it with my SPF, you catch the sun a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
And in the evening when my skin was a bit dry from being like in and out of the pool, I was like, oh, that's too much fragrance. I can feel the fragrance, you know, and it kind of stings a bit. But other than that, I quite liked it. I wouldn't say it was any different to having just a cleanser that didn't have cannabinoids in it.
Cannabinoid. The Kiehl's one is the Cannabis Sativa Seed Oil Herbal Concentrate.
Fucking hell.
And even that, I know, I really like that though. I thought it was quite calming. Was £42 for 30 millilitres. So it's not like, it wouldn't break your bank. It's not extortionate, but it's also not the cheapest by a long mile. Because if you're looking for, maybe if you want to give it a little try, the Body Shop have CBD ranges. And also, I didn't know this before this episode, but the Inky List also have like a hemp cream, and the Inky List is a brand that we trust.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So
yeah,
I'd say if you're going to give it a go, you can maybe try like a bit of a more affordable brand.
Yeah, I think you just made a good point on hemp there. But one thing that I forgot to mention earlier when we were talking about kind of does it actually work, I feel as though I said this on the last episode about something. I think there's personally better products that you could use that would help solve skincare problems. Like if you've got rosacea, if you've got eczema, don't think CBD is going to be your saving grace, to be perfectly honest. But there is a study that was done in 2014 that looked into the effect it has on the production of sebum on the skin. And there was another study, which was also 2014, which I have lost the reference of. So if somebody wants to know that, then I will try and find it. But they were basically saying that, yes, there is proof that it can have a positive impact on anti-inflammatory benefits because they are antioxidants. So, you know, when we've spoken about free radicals before, again, just to kind of touch on that, because I do sometimes think they are quite confusing because the name is quite weird, but a free radical is basically when there is a pollutant or an oxidant that comes onto your skin. So let's like sun rays are a free radical. So if you go out in the sun, you don't have SPF or you don't have any protection against it, your skin can neutralize some of the UVA and the UVB rays if you have antioxidants. So a UV ray is an oxidant, and obviously something like vitamin C or green tea is an antioxidant. And so if you have antioxidants in your skincare routine, they can help to cancel out any of the damage that is caused by oxidants, which causes free radical damage. I think I could have made that really complex and confusing, but basically antioxidants are really good to try and undo any of the like the nasty mistakes that might have happened in your skin and caused like long-lasting damage to your collagen, elastin and that sort of thing. And so if you have an antioxidant, which CBD is, like blueberries are really high in antioxidant, for example, so it's really good to try and get blueberries into your diet. Green tea is an antioxidant. So it's not just your skin, it's your whole body, like any cell in your body that is affected by oxidization of any form. can benefit from antioxidants. And like I said, CBD is one. And so it can help to kind of lessen the signs of aging by cancelling out any free radical damage. So that's one part of it. And then there's the 2014 study that I just mentioned that is like the effects of CBD on the skin sebum production. And the study showed that the administration of CBD to cultured human sebocytes, which are the cells that create sebum, and human skin organ culture inhibited the activation of the receptors that caused sebum. So the CBD was able to kind of step in the way of there being a high level of sebum production, which obviously we know can help with acne. So if you've got a lot of sebum, you may find that you have acne prone skin. Again, that's not the only reason why you sometimes get acne, but CBD was proven in the study to prevent sebum or excess sebum being made. So I've just ranted on for ages. I'm really sorry, but hopefully that's kind of explained how it can help with free radicals and how it can help with sebum production, which therefore may help overall with acne and aging.
Yes, I think you also made a good point about when you were saying about antioxidants, and I was kind of thinking about what else could be used in replacement of CBD if that's what you're looking for. And yeah, you mentioned vitamin C. That's obviously quite potent. A powerful antioxidant, a potent, mm-hmm. Yes. And the Medicaid vitamin C, which I'm sure I've spoken about loads and loads and loads, comes up on top for one of my like favourite vitamin Cs. That's a really, really good one. But the only thing I'll say with vitamin C is sometimes, because they are so potent, you kind of have to find one that works for you if you have sensitive skin, because I have tried vitamin C's that work really well for me, but I've also tried some that I thought, oh, these look funky, and they brought me out in dermatitis. So
yeah.
So yeah, maybe, I don't know. Like I think what we're trying to say is it does have its benefits. However, there are other things that can do a similar job.
Yeah.
And we're kind of coming from a point where it can be expensive, basically. Like,
yeah.
It's not a cheap product unless you want to try some of like the cheaper brands, like the Inkey List. I would recommend, mm-hmm. I think it was like £7, and they're a really good brand that we trust. So.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think when something is a highly desirable ingredient at that time, it's a trendy ingredient, everyone's talking about it, of course it's going to be more expensive because they know that they're marketing it to people who are kind of prone to buying into that sort of thing, which is fine. And we're not saying that it doesn't work, we're just saying that if you have a skincare condition, what else was it that we were saying this about? If you've got a skincare condition, like, this isn't going to be your savior. Like a good solid routine, understanding your skin and what triggers it, and what triggers your skin concerns, is way more important. And I think that can be achieved relatively easily nowadays in terms of products like the Inkey List, where they're very transparent on what it is and how it works, but also just being able to kind of do research based off of, I don't know, like even listening to stuff like this, you know, we're not gonna sit here and be like, oh my God, yeah, you need CBD, it's amazing. But
yeah, I also read before, just I think it's quite an important one, if you are gonna shop around and you do want to try CBD, something to look for on the label is if it says hemp seed oil in the ingredients list, then it's not CBD.
Yes. So with hemp then, we've just found something out on a quick pause, guys. We're really sorry to have to do this to you. Hemp uses, what was it, Ames? The leaves, the flowers and the stalks. Or CBD uses the leaves, the flowers and the stalks of the cannabis plant. But then hemp is the seed that the cannabis plant grows from, right? Which is why you can get like hemp seeds to put on a salad or that sort of thing. But we have just realized that the Kiehl's range for sativa is hemp and not CBD. But the reason why I'm saying this is because I think that is the prime example of marketing jargon, but also trying to make a product look more trendy than it is, because like I said, the Body Shop range have been doing hemp for years and years, like must be like going on 15 years. And I specifically remember when we spoke to Charlotte from Disciple, we were like, right, this is a new product. What is CBD? Like, is it going to be the next big thing? Which it obviously turned out to be. However, what I'm thinking is, if Kiehl's know that people want to buy CBD, but they don't have any CBD products, and they can make hemp products and make it read and kind of market people into thinking that they're getting CBD, then they've got the same result at the end of the day. They've marketed based off of a trend, and neither of them have, like, they're not like the, like we said, the be all and end all of all of your skincare problems. It's just that that's what's trendy. So they've got a cream, a gel, a serum, a face wash, you know? So even though the Kiehl's range isn't CBD, they are kind of jumping on the bandwagon of that trend to be able to sell products in green bottles that have cannabis written on the front of it. Because at the end of the day, a hemp seed turns into the cannabis plant. And there we go. That is how we are marketed with their stupid ass jargon. So boycott Kiehl's and their stupid green cannabis products that have no CBD in them. You look extremely.
I still really liked. I really liked that though. I liked the product. And well, I'm just it. It's just confusing because I feel like the difference is obviously you can go into the way they're derived and like the actual differences, but I feel like pure CBD oil, like, can you get that in skincare or is that just what you ingest? Like, I'm just confused now.
No, I don't think you can, because it wouldn't be good for your skin barrier to put something like that on.
So is hemp how they go about getting it in skincare then?
No, so they'll use TBC. Why do I keep calling it TBC? They'll use CBD oil. So they'll make an oil out of, so hemp is the seed. So the seed that you plant to grow cannabis is called hemp. And at the point of it growing leaves and stalks and it having the green plant, that's the cannabis plant. And from that, they manage to extract. There's so many different, like I said, cannabinoids as part of that plant that they extract the THC, they extract the CBD, and they make products out of it. So the THC goes into the canned drink that I was telling you about in the States. And then the CBD goes into, I don't know, whether it's an oil that you ingest or the, like, goes in one that goes into a skincare product. But what the problem is here is that it's confusing that everybody thinks that, like, things that come from cannabis are, like, amazing, when actually it was the hemp seed. Because it's a seed oil. Like, you can get loads of different types of seed oils that are in skincare. So this one is no different to them.
It is just confusing because hemp seed doesn't contain CBD then. But then also hemp oil is also known as CBD oil.
But is that just widely known because people don't know the difference between hemp and CBD?
I'm tired.
sorry for overcomplicating you guys. I feel like you come here for clarity and we might have just confused it. But I think the main thing is it's a trendy product, and that's the reason why we wanted to talk about it. It wasn't because we wanted to go on about all the studies that prove how incredible it is. It was more that we wanted to be like, look, this is a popular product. It's mixed into all sorts of shit. There's so many different ways that you can consume it. This is what it's like in skincare. If you've got rosacea or eczema or acne, I think the most important thing is trying to understand why it's happening and where it's coming from. Because the chances are you've not got all of those problems because you've not got CBD oil in your routine, you know?
Is it the fact as well that companies are charging loads of money for hemp seed oil products as if it was a CBD product?
Yeah.
When in reality, it's not CBD, it's hemp.
Yes. And it's just the way it's all marketed.
Yeah. The extraction and stuff or whatever of the CBD is way more complicated than the hemp seed. So it's like they can charge more and warrant charging more for CBD, but not for hemp.
But unknowing customers would think that they're getting CBD because of the way that it looks, the way that they'll brand the packaging and the way that the messaging is put out. They'll make it sound like it's CBD.
I see.
So it's kind of naughty, really. But the like one of the main reasons why we have this podcast is because we were sick of being like sold to in this capacity. So it's nice to be able to be like, no, guys, I know we've just learned it on the podcast. We weren't intending on speaking about hemp, to be perfectly honest, hence why we've not done the research into it. But I think it's a very interesting point that we've been able to touch upon because of what you were just saying.
I'm just reading something about male and female seeds. Or like,
Oh, go on
well,
then.
it says about seeds must be feminized. Female plants are the ones that grow big, bountiful, flowering buds that are rich in cannabinoids. However, male plants, on the other hand, produce seeds, but the energy goes towards seed production. They are not able to produce buds anywhere near as bountiful as female plants. So
Loses.
basically, what I'm trying to say is men are shit and women are beautiful and bountiful.
Well, I feel as though that's kind of like a, that's like most things, isn't it? Like you can get the bell peppers and stuff that are kind of, you get the female pepper, you get the male pepper, don't you, when you open them and see what's inside them. And sorry. I'm just really
You okay?
distracted myself. I just started drawing.
I can't see. What the fuck? Why have you drawn a massive knob?
Know, just like an easy, mindless drawing. And we were talking about men.
You dirty
Sorry,
bastard.
you don't need that in. Yeah, basically, you could end up with the obviously like the male and female of something. So that kind of makes sense to me. I can see why that's a
Yeah.
thing.
I think this is going off on a tangent now, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. Shall we just end it there?
Yeah. What are the takeouts from this episode then? Hemp and CD are not the same thing. Do not overpay for hemp.
Yes, do not overpay for hemp. Be careful when it comes to putting seed oils on your skin because they can be so they can be very irritating to sensitive skin, especially if it's like broken raw skin from eczema or dermatitis or whatever it might be.
You got eczema. Eczema.
And also I just feel as though you don't have skincare problems because you don't have CBD in your routine. You have skincare problems due to other issues such as dehydration, no proper desquamation of cells, like when you've got dead skin cells on you and you're not getting rid of them through exfoliation. It's through things like smoking, drinking, you know, like all the good stuff
Yeah.
that's
All
actually
the stuff
causing
that
you.
makes life fun.
Yeah, they're all the things that are
Me,
giving you problems.
I've never smoked a fag in my life, and I'm like, all the things that make life fun.
Well, yeah, but you like it is, it's stuff like that that's causing your skincare issues. So there's like a wider point to be made about that. But CBD is not going to save your skin. And if it does save your skin, it's probably because of the other ingredients in the product or the fact that you've found something in that product that your skin really likes that it's been lacking.
Yes. I also, on the other hand, that's a wrap about CBD and hemp and all that jazz. I have got, do you remember we did that episode on like melia, like the chicken skin
Yeah.
spots, like the melia spots, is that what they were called?
No, that's the chicken skin is on the back of your arms, and the milia is when
Yeah.
you've got it like on your the white bits under your eyes.
Yeah. But I was just referring to the episode. I've got a really bad melia spot here. I'm going to send you a picture. And it looks like a giant whitehead, but obviously it's not poppable. And I keep trying to exfoliate and
I
stuff
hate
without
that.
over exfoliating. But I'm like, I've had it for like a week now and it just isn't going. Like, look at the picture I've just sent you on WhatsApp. It's so bad. It doesn't look that bad, but it's like pure whitehead. And it's in such an annoying
Oh my
place. It's
God,
like
that would
next to my
really bug me because
nose.
it really looks like it'd be a good pop.
I know, but there's obviously we if you've not listened to that ep, it's actually quite a good one if I do say so myself. They just do not pop. You have to either get rid of
Get them
them by like
extracted.
exfoliating or whatever, or yeah, get a professional to extract them, and it's really fucking me off.
Yeah, but you know why they're caused from too much oil or heavy creams.
It's keratin, wasn't it? Like too
No,
much keratin
that's
buildup.
milia.
Yeah, that's what I'm on
I mean,
about.
sorry, chicken skin. Chicken skin
Oh,
is the
right.
keratin.
Oh, fair enough.
So
I'm gonna
maybe you've
take
got
another.
something too rich for your skin in the hot weather has been hot over the last week.
Yes, mate, I've sent you another video and you can see how annoying it is. But yeah, that's it. That's all I've got for you.
Oh, damn. That is an annoying spot. Well, have a lovely time in Gdansk.
Thank you very much.
And when everyone's listening to this, I'll probably be pissed in Bordeaux.
Love that.
Love that for me.
Yeah, you're getting your hair done tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am.
Did you forget? What time is it?
Oh, my head is such a shed at the minute that all I'm thinking about is work. So if anybody's like, do you want to do something on the evening? And I've said yes to everybody. I've triple booked myself tonight. I said to you I would record. I said to my friend I would go to, well, I said to my friend I would go to the shops, and I said to you I would record, and then I said to my other friend I'd play tennis. And unfortunately, there's no such thing as time travel, so I can't do all three of them. So I've had to let one person down because I managed to do the shopping and this. But my head is a shed, so I apologise. If I've said to anybody that's listening that I'll do something with them, I'm probably not going to be able to do it, just FYI.
I mean, people listening to this, it's going to be...
the three, you know, our sure three friends.
They'll be over it. It's fine. Yeah. Right. I think it's best to let you get on with your evening.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to bed because then I can wake up early and do some more work ahead of a wonderful holiday. Yay.
Gorgeous.
Well, okay then. Well, let's hope that helped someone. Did it help anyone?
Did it really? Because we changed our tune halfway through. So. No, I think it was helpful.
Yeah, I think it was helpful. Let's hope it was helpful.
And if it's not helpful at all, at least it's just an hour of mindless chat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, enjoy, our beautiful listeners.
And yeah, we're going to love you and leave you.
Yeah, see you on the flip side. It's 20 to 11.
I was just about to say see you on the flip side.
Whoa. Go on, you can say it.
Whoa!
As well.
See you on the flip side.
Bye!
Goodbye!
Gdansk!